Yeah, well, 10 clubs are going to face that situation going into this week. So the final eight is set, and I suppose every club in their own shape and form has their own story in regards to how the season's progressed and why it hasn't panned out the way that they would have liked it to. There's an underlying sense of frustration that we were near enough but not good enough, often enough during the year. But yeah, we were really encouraged by our response last week, and we want to see more of the same on Sunday. And the weather turns. We know that this is the time of the year that you want to be involved in. Unfortunately, our season ends up on Sunday, but we've got four quarters of footy that we want to go and do our best in. Well, the integrity of the comp's only an issue because we consider gambling and potentially the effect of how the change in selection or personnel or how clubs wish to manage their own lists through different parts of the year and the integrity in regards to being a competition that can't be impacted or infiltrated by people who want to affect gambling markets. Well, that's the way I see it anyway. When you say integrity to me, that's what I think of. Because every club, their main version of integrity is to give themselves the best chance of performing week in, week out. That's the competitive responsibility of a coach or a match committee or a playing group. So I think every club, if they're doing things to win games of football or to win a competition, well, then they should be encouraged to do whatever they have to do that.
If you're dropping 11 players, you're more worried about 2 weeks' time, aren't you? You're not worried about this.
Most of the home and away is all about qualifying for finals. You manage your players whilst you're trying to win enough games to get to finals. So if you're not making decisions based on what's in the best interest of the ultimate success of the football club, you're lacking integrity. We've got 45 players on our list, and we'd like to think that whoever we put out in the park that we're going to be competitive, we expect to be competitive. I think one of the things we always like to do is look at the last event. So if you look at round 23 as an indicator of an impact on finals or impact on final eight, well, go and look at the other 22 rounds as well, because that all goes into the mix. We're only talking about 5% of what is ultimately going to result in what the final eight would be, but you're talking about hypotheticals because it's not happening at the moment.
How do you view the season? As you sort of look back on it, is it one of frustration?
Oh no, there'll be plenty of time for that after Sunday. It's laughable. Trav's a leader of the football club. He's one of the best power forwards in the competition, and he's part of our plans and our future. If you want to undo everything that you're trying to build, it's probably a good way to go about it. I mean, ultimately, every football club is trying to display an element of care and trust in their playing group whilst challenging them and making the right list management decisions to put the right group of players together to be, more than competitive against the opponents you're going to face. So there needs to be some ruthless decisions in list management. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of that, and there's a lot of discussion that takes place in regards to what that is. But when you've got players that have turned themselves inside out for the football club, and you've had them for long periods of time, you'd want to know that you're in a regeneration period if you're going to make those calls. And I suppose topically, that Geelong have been in the press in that regard, and that's the leadership and the solidarity of the football club and the leaders within that footy club. In that position is tested and challenged, and you really do take stock of where you are and where you're going and how you're going to get there. And the list management's part of that.
Is that a difficult situation to manage as a coach?
It's part of the responsibility of being a coach, there's no doubt. Along with the footy manager, CEO in many ways, the existing player leadership group, senior leadership group, and ultimately, in your coaching panel as well, the match committee as well. There are a lot of significant decisions that get made. Not all of them are decisions that are public. Not all of them are decisions of action. Some of them are decisions of, no, we'll stay the course. And more often than not, you're not going to find their way onto the back page when you decide to do nothing, when you decide to maintain the direction that you've headed in. But we understand that... invariably you get rewarded or otherwise, or you find success or otherwise off the back of those strategic decisions.
You spoke earlier, if you're not in the regeneration
period, yeah.
Collingwood is not at that point. What would you describe Collingwood's state as at the moment? Is it building? Is it about to continue? How do you see this?
The state literally is outside of finals. We weren't able to qualify, but we've seen some really positive signs around what we've been able to achieve over the last 12 months. We've been more competitive against the better teams, but as I said, that'll all come out in the wash. We're really focused on our performance against Essendon and finish the season off in as strong a manner as we can. Adam Treloar is a player that finds himself on the back page more often than not over the last couple of weeks, and he's a GWS player. We'll be looking at improving our list any way that we possibly can, and that'll look at the whole range of players that we think are going to do that, and Adam Treloar would be one of those.
Clock back this week?
No, unlikely. He's still a bit sore today. We'll see how he trains on Friday. No, he'll play on Saturday with the VFL in our first final against Werribee. So he's had a really strong year, come a long way, and he's set for seeing where the VFL can go and take that step up in intensity that he'll find from a VFL home and away into a VFL final series.
Replay VFL finals?
We'll make that decision on the other side of Sunday.
Along with
anyone else that is qualified. Yeah. Darcy Moore, Maynard, Scherenberg. No, Levi, I don't think so. He's injured for too long.
I spoke a couple of weeks ago about that carrot at the end of the stick and being competitive beasts. Does it, you sit here now knowing you're not playing September, does it sting you personally? I mean, you have a lot of success as a player, or is it just really another year where you're building towards something?
Yeah, look, I suppose my job is to be impatient and measured in equal doses. In the short term, we would have loved to have won a couple more games. I mean, ultimately, what it's going to look like is we're going to have to have a 14-win season to be in the top eight. And I don't know, you guys can do your research, but I wouldn't have thought that would have happened that often. The competition itself is pretty even. It just seems that the sides that find themselves from 9th to 12th have lost a large proportion of those games to the sides that are 5th to 8th, and that's probably where you get that gap. We're one of the sides that lost games, those games that were 8-point games against opponents, some of them early in the year, some of them through the middle of the year. But no, we're, we believe we're, you know, well, Melbourne, we've seen real growth in a lot of our players. We've seen growth in our leadership. There's a lot of reasons why we're more prepared to go and take the next step into season 2016, but they're all words until we put them into actions. We played better footy, but we were playing against an opponent that was motivated. You know, they had something riding on it, as do we. I mean, and this week's no different. But ultimately, it's not just about one week or another week. It's, you know, so we've won two of our last four, but that's not, you know, eight losing 8 of 10 sounds better. It's a better story. But, you know, when you break those losses down, we've had a couple of poor performances, but we've been really competitive through most of it. But no, for us, you know, where we sit now at 10 and 11 is a culmination of the games that we've played. It's a culmination of being able to get up over the line 10 times. It's, you know, to find great effort and great intensity more often than not, but not being able to quite stand up in those moments where the games were there to be won. And I'm not, you know, whilst that disappoints me as a coach, and it disappoints us as a club, there are reasons for that that we know that we can improve on, and some of that is going to take time, and we want it to take less time than more. So that'll be a test for us over this next pre-season. No, you play. You pick. We're picking our best side to win this game, and I think we did the same thing. We've done the same thing right through the year, and there's been elements of regeneration and young players that have come into the side, but they've earned their opportunities. And there's very little. We have very little management of players going on at the moment. You know, we'll pick our best 22, and we'll also, you know, be very conscious of giving our VFL a clear run into their preparation for Saturday as well. There's a lot of ideas that come out, I suppose. I did wonder why they're not playing for double points, let alone double votes. Because in some shape or form, it could have impacted the competition. The event itself, the unfortunate event itself, impacted the competition in a significant manner. But if we're talking about integrity, not all things are equal. The draw's not equal. The fixture obviously changes year to year, and there are inequities in what we do. But in the end, you get rewarded for what you do, and it's all speculation as to whether it's going to affect Paddy Dangerfield's chances of winning a Brownlow. He's got to play a good game first, so let's just leave things as they lie. I think the decisions have been made on the right basis, and there was an outlier decision that had to be made halfway through the year, and those things are going to happen more often than not, unfortunately.